everybody has said that this was a global search and then eventually we landed on Gavin, right? You said that the 100 days you wanted a name that will get dining tables talking, which suggests you wanted a big name higher. I want to know, when were you won over by Gavin? Was it the Hong Kong result? Was it along the way something you saw in closed door sessions? What won you over with Gavin? And my second question is, you've been quite public about your ambitions. What is your ambition for Singapore at the 2027 Asian Cup?
Okay, great question. I mean, to start with, I think like actually Desmond and the Budgie has shared a lot, and I think it's not an easy decision to make. We take this search very very seriously because this is probably national team is our top priority, and it's so important to gathering the support and momentum because the visibility of our national team, right? It's for other things, youth development infrastructure, it's a take time for people to identify. But you see, like for our national team, if for one game, if we do great, we make the history, the whole Singaporean know, right? So it's very, very important. And of course, the head coach is such a critical role. We indeed actually is not just several of us, it's the entire like the football community, the councils and the RFAS councils and the Sport SG and MCCY ministry, everybody contribute, and we have a thorough evaluation process. Everybody have a form, right, and we need to score, right, and we need to compare, and so in a way there's a tremendous brain work behind it. So it's not like we take a shortcut, we just don't work, and we never take this decision easy and light. But I would say, by the end of the day, I think this is a decision for me, and it's more from heart than from head. I think Gavin just win my heart, and the search committee's heart, and win our players' heart, and win a lot of fans' heart. And there's a tremendous support gathered behind Gavin, and he earned it, and himself, and he deserved it. And the thing is like, actually, I mean, you may say, okay, so like, when it's a hard decision, and I think back of my life, actually most of the best decisions is the hard decisions. Yeah, so that is to give me the comfort. And in a way, so like sometimes it's easy, a lot of things, if you just do a checklist, you just score and see whoever get a score. Process-wise, that sounds perfect. Nothing to be criticized, never things like, but it may not lead to the best decision. Sometimes you need that guidance, you need that judgment, that kind of intuitive sense, right? And I feel I have strong sense of that from Gavin, and a lot of things Gavin showed is not able to mirror, right? And the desire of winning, and the care of the players, and the care of the result, right? And the resilience is to find a way to came back, like look at the Hong Kong game, not the change he made, right? And when the young Fendi came in, right? And I mean, yeah, so. All those moment counts, right? And I think like all those things is very hard to just the easy things is easier is like the simple things are the easy one to mirror, right? And but I think all those fun. I mean, Desmond was in India, and he shared with me how hard Gavin is working. And right after the India match, on the bus back to hotel, he already started to put the laptop out and start to work on the clips, the plan, the video analysis. So those things will be never show up in resumes. It's hard to show up on interview. But when you see that and the first hand by your own eyes, and we should cherish that. Yeah.
Thank you. The second part to that was targets for Asian Cup.
Oh, well, I think like we'll do our best, but in terms of the result. I will not put any saying, okay, so this is the thing, it's a very thing. But I think we already achieved what we want. It's being there. I don't know, I didn't check, but I was told probably we are in the history, we are the lowest ranking national team qualified for Asian Cup, right? And And although this is a big milestone, big achievement, but we know the gap is there, right? And the gap is not can be kind of bridged by like a 12-month work or 13-month work. It's probably bridged by 5, 10 years, 15 years. So that is a gap we acknowledge. But we always need a step one. We need a start to bridge that gap. I think this opportunity to play the biggest stage in Asia, that is the great step one. And I told our senior players, like Harris, Izwan, Safwan, you guys go there truly enjoying. This is your best moment of your football career, right? And this is the biggest stage you have been. I'm so happy before your retire, you get this opportunity to enjoy it. And just go there to enjoy, right? And for our younger players, right? For young players, number one, if they are not being selected in the national team, I hope in the next 12 months they work harder. You see, they try to be there. Why not me, right? And I want to go to Saudi. I want to enjoy that big tournament. And for our younger players, generation go there. I mean, this is probably their first experience, right? And in such a big stage, and to them, this is the inspiration. I go there. I want to see how this. And I hope they remember the dreaming. And then every day they training, they think about. I want to go there. I want to go there, not once and but many many times. I think that is a. That is what we want to achieve. But I think it's also important for our fans, right? And every football match, we go there, we raise the expectation. A win is a win, right? And we will try to do something unbelievable, unimaginable, right? And I think get first a goal, that will be a great moment, right? The first goal in Asian Cup Finals, that'd be a fantastic moment. First a point. Right? Yeah. And the first win. Yeah. So we don't know. Okay, but this is every single moment could be a history-making moment. Let's enjoy it. Right? And let's get together, give the full support to Gavin, give the full support. Don't judge too early. Right? And let's players enjoying, but our fans will also go there to enjoy it. I think as long as our boys give their best, we can tell from the 90 minutes there with our own eyes how hard they try, right? How much they push themselves. What is the desire? What is the determination? As long as they make our every of us proud, right? And we feel they do their best. I think that's good. That's great enough.